Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Boast in weakness? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. It is time for the annual family reunion game of tug of war. All the cousins under the age of 5 are on side A of the rope, while all of the strong grade school through high school aged cousins are on side B. It is pretty obvious which side will win. But wait! An army of strong uncles suddenly picks up the rope on the young children's side. Can you say game changer? The little cousins cheered as they won thanks to the strength of their uncles. So it is with God and us. He's like a strong uncle who grabs the rope for us who are weak and little. Normally we try to hide our weaknesses. It's embarrassing to admit you're not a great speller, can't make free throw shots, and talk before you think. The Apostle Paul admitted his weaknesses, but he has some rather interesting words for us in today's reading. He tells us to boast about our weakness. In our devotions this week, we see God turning the definitions of the world upside down. List some things the world would tell us to boast about. Some lists might include athletic ability, winning an art contest, or getting straight A's. What does Paul encourage us to delight in? He tells us to enjoy weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecution, difficulties. What? That's upside down. We're not exactly sure what Paul's weakness was. He describes it in verse 7 as a thorn in the flesh. Ever get a deep sliver in a finger that hurts horribly? It's kind of like that. When Paul asked God to take his thorn in the flesh away, God heard his prayer, but didn't remove it. He could have, but found a way to use Paul's weakness. It would constantly remind Paul that he was just a weak human and entirely dependent on God's grace, undeserved love. By experiencing weakness, Paul would need to rely on God's greatness and power to carry out his work. Can you boast in a weakness? It doesn't mean we jump up and down with joy because we have trouble in life. Boasting in our weaknesses means even as we experience troubles, those are the very moments we can joyfully rely entirely on God's grace and power. Like the younger cousins depending entirely on their uncles to win the tug of war game. For when I am weak, then I am strong with Christ's power. We pray. Dear Lord, use our weaknesses, troubles, and sadnesses in life to keep our eyes fixed on your grace and power. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.